You're listening to The World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and today we've got a session with Big Frida. You're going to hear high-energy live performances recorded with Tank and the Bangas as Frida's backing band, as well as an interview hosted by our New Orleans correspondent, Gwen Tompkins. Gwen thinks Big Frida is to bounce music what Serena Williams is to tennis. Not the earliest pioneer in their chosen field, but the one who makes the biggest impression. Frida, who was born and raised Freddie Ross Jr. in New Orleans, has built an enduring career as a recording artist, stage performer, and worldwide ambassador of bounce music. Over the last 20 years, Frida has released EPs, albums, and singles while collaborating with artists like Beyoncé, Drake, and Tank and the Bangas. Gwen says that Frida plays well with others because Frida's flexible. Frida evokes a masculine and equally powerful feminine energy. Frida embraces gospel music with as much gusto as hip-hop. And while Frida's lyrics are often profane, he can make twerking look almost wholesome. Big Frida's latest EP is called BDE, which stands for Big Diva Energy. We'll hear Gwen Tompkins' interview with Frida after this live recording of the song BDE. It's Big Frida with Tank and the Bangas, recorded live on The World Cafe.
She got that big diva energy. All the boys and the girls want to have that big diva energy. Like, hey, na, na, hey, na, na, hey, 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 big diva energy. All the boys and the girls want to have that big diva energy. Like, hey, na, na, hey, na, na, hey.
She different, yeah, she different. They bow down when she walk in. Her kingdom is a kingdom. Make her sing up when she walk in.
Was Big Frida and Tank and the Bangas with BDE, recorded at Esplanade Studios in New Orleans for World Cafe. I'm Gwen Tompkins in New Orleans for World Cafe, and Big Frida joins us via video conference from Eastern New Orleans. Welcome and congratulations on your new EP.
Thank you so much. So good to talk to you, Gwen. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Pretty well. I'm very happy to talk with you on this sort of overcast day here in the city. And I'm guessing that that the person that you are singing about, the she that you were singing about, this who's got the big diva energy, that's going to be you, right?
Correct. You already know.
So you are the big diva for big diva energy. Does it matter to you whether I say he or she?
It doesn't.
I didn't think it did, because you're flexible like that. That
yes, Frida, ma'am. Flexible. Very flexible.
But tell us about the kingdom that you talk about in this song. You say it's her kingdom, so that's going to be your kingdom. Tell us about your kingdom, Big Frida.
It's all about my space. You know, it's all about being the diva that comes and light the room up. It's about, you know, people owning up to their space and being a boss. And most of us want to have that, you know, that energy like the guys. The guys come in with the big D energy. And we want to have that same energy. And so, you know, I'm like you say, I'm flexible. So I talk about that energy when I enter into a room and I change the atmosphere of any space that I walk into. And that's what it's about for me, bringing great energy to the world, you know, making people aware of their powers that God give us and our talents. And, you know, My kingdom is my space, my temple, you know, everything that has to deal with my surroundings and the people that surround me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And this is a very high energy EP, especially the song called Not Today, I have to say I love.
Oh,
I
my
love
God. Not Today. That's one of my favorites off the EP as well.
Not it's Today. Excellent.
So not when I wrote Not Today, I went in thinking about just people in general trying to misuse other people and their power. And, you know, when they become a part of your life and they take things for granted. And it just was like, I'm not having it today, tomorrow, not no day. Okay. But not today. Today is not the day you want to mess with the diva, because you're going to get that other side.
Well, it really makes that point. And the original recording features Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters.
Yes.
And I think Angelica Jelly Joseph, who now is the lead singer for Galactic, from the funk band Galactic.
That's correct.
Your friends Galactic, yes. The folks from New Orleans,
that's
right?
That's right, yes.
Yes, and all. And so, but you have done a live recording of Not Today with more friends, Tank and the Bangas.
Yes.
Okay, at Esplanade Studios in New Orleans. Let's listen to the song Not Today, recorded live for World Cafe.
You think I'm
wrong? Oh, baby, what you doing?
was Not Today, a live performance by Big Frida and Tank and the Bangas, recorded at Esplanade Studios in New Orleans for World Cafe. I'm Gwen Tompkins in New Orleans on video conference with Big Frida, who's also in New Orleans, and we're talking, why? Because we're talking for World Cafe. Why do you suppose your style, meld so well with other people's styles? You know what I mean? Like Tank and the Bangas or Jake Shears or Angelica Jelly Joseph. You seem to be able to work with everybody.
Yeah, that's what it is. When you're an artist, you are able to fit into any music zone. And, you know, I've worked with EDM producers and DJs. I've worked with hip-hop artists. I've worked with R&B singers before. I've worked with a variety of people now, and it just makes the hunger for the music, you know, even wider, being able to be versatile in all of those different spaces. And I'm so appreciative just to be able to be in all those different spaces with all of the people who I've worked with. I just bring Frida to the party, and whatever space is in, I'm gonna make Frida fit in the party.
I'm Gwen Tompkins in New Orleans talking with Big Frida via video conference, also in New Orleans, and we're talking for World Cafe. There's a kind of a sexiness that you bring to your music. You know, it's very carnal. You're not mincing words in most of these songs, right?
No, not at all. You got to bring a little sexiness to the music. You know what I'm saying? That grabs everybody's attention, I must say.
That's true. But you mix sexiness with humor, which I think is a very New Orleans thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
New Orleanians love to put humor in music.
Oh, yeah. You know? You have to. I mean, I love what I do, and it's fun what I do. And so if I'm not having fun, you know, I'm doing something wrong. So a little humor always lighten up somebody's day, you know?
It really does. And so, you know, it's funny because when I listen to songs like Formation, you know, Beyonce's song, and I listen to, you know, In My Feelings, Drake's piece, or the songs that you did with Kesha, you know, Raising Hell and Chasing Rainbows, yes. You know, that's what I hear first. I hear your voice often comes first in the song, but I often hear that humor. I mean, how did you come up with that whole thing about hot sauce in Formation?
Well,
or
when Beyonce called me, she said, I want you to talk that New Orleans, you know, that New Orleans stuff. And that's what I did. I talked some little New Orleans stuff. I told them what I like, cornbreads and collard greens. And, you know, I just went in. I had a little snippet of the song. It was probably like 5-second snippet. It was really short. It was not even enough to do anything with. And so we just looped that over for like a minute and a half. And I just started talking some stuff, and baby, she loved everything I was saying.
Well, you know, maybe I'm going to amend my thinking. I think New Orleans brings a little sex, a little humor, and always some food into
Oh, you got to bring a little food. Food and music and people and laughter all goes together.
All goes together. And so another song on this EP, BDE, is a song, Betty Bussett, but we're going to listen to the live recording that you made possible exclusively for World Cafe. But this is a mashup between Betty Bussett and another song. Is that song called Big?
Big, yes.
Big.
Yes.
Okay, so you put those two songs together. Tell us why.
So, me and Tank and the Bangas did, you know, two collaborations. And so also wanted to give a moment where Tank leads the pack. And so we did Betty Bussett and we did Big. Betty Bussett is my song. Big is Tank's song. And we're both featured on each other's song. So also wanted to, you know, as them being the backup band for the World Cafe Live, also wanted my girl to represent and, you know, put it down for the song that we have together. And, you know, just being family and a team from New Orleans, we always want to give each other the spotlight each chance that we get.
This is World Cafe. I'm Gwen Tompkins talking with Big Frida via video conference in New Orleans. Big Frida and Tank and the Bangas have recorded a live performance of Betty Bussett and Big, especially for World Cafe. Let's listen.
Can you bring Make the girls warm.
was Big Frida and Tank and the Bangas with a mashup of the songs Betty Bussett, which is a Big Frida song, and Big, which is a Tank and the Bangas song, recorded live at Esplanade Studios in New Orleans. I'm Gwen Tompkins in New Orleans on video conference with Big Frida, who's also in New Orleans, but a little farther east of me, and we're talking on World Cafe. Now, Big Frida, the Grammy nominations this year included a number of artists who were born in New Orleans. John Batiste, he's from Kenner, but we count that as New Orleans,
yeah,
right? You know, P.J. Morton, Harry Connick Jr., these are just a few of those who were nominated. I find it curious that your voice is on so many recordings that do win Grammys.
Yeah. And that's the crazy part.
But you're like, not headlining.
That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the crazy part. Like, I've been on songs that have gotten Grammys. I don't have mine, you know. And a lot of times, you know, I don't even know how those politics work. Because if they did, you know, probably would send me one. Maybe the person may not don't want to give me one, you know. Even like the John Pat Batiste, I'm on the song on the remix that he just got nominated for the Grammy.
Wow.
You know,
what song is it? Do you remember the name?
The name of the song? Freedom. Mm-hmm.
Freedom.
Yeah, I'm on Freedom. And that song is the song that's nominated for the Grammy. But I'm on the remix, you know.
Right.
But is it the remix that has gotten, gave it that extra push to be nominated for the Grammy? So, you know, it's just all politics. You don't know. And like I say, I just keep working. I'm grateful for all the people that I have collaborated with. And my day will come.
Your day will come.
Just keep making great music.
Yeah, one day they should have an all-star salute to Big Frida. All the people whose work has benefited from your voice,
okay.
You know, and
see,
they all on
article,
the same
Gwen.
Stage.
Make it happen, Gwen. That's the article, girl. Write it.
I'm going to see what I can do. And so, you know, one of the early releases from your latest EP, Big Frida, is a song called Platinum. And I have to say, I really like this song. It's very encouraging, and it came out at a time, you know,
it was COVID that we needed it.
Yeah, spirits were really low.
Yeah,
you know, and the vaccines weren't for COVID-19 were not readily available, and nobody really knew what was going to happen. And I love it how in your song you say, "Don't tell me about a bad time."
Oh, for real. we all done had those moments, you know?
Yeah, because you're contextualizing this pandemic, you know, in a way that makes people realize that there's always going to be trouble, but trouble doesn't last always.
Oh, you better say it. Timothy Wright. Trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't last always. The hymn, exactly.
Yeah, that's one of the songs I grew up on.
Is that right? At the Pressing Onward Baptist Church?
That's correct.
How does it go? Do you remember any of it?
I'm so glad. Dun, 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 dun. Trouble don't last always. Yes, I'm so glad. Dun, 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 dun. Trouble don't last always. Yes, that was one of my songs. We sung that all the time. I directed that.
Did you really?
Yeah, you know, I was the choir director at my church, so I always directed a lot of the younger songs that I would have the youth choir sing. So we used to blow that one.
Wow. Well, this is, I think Platinum is probably your, you know, a bounce version of that very song.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Because what you're telling people is to rejoice about what's good in their lives.
Yeah.
You know? And you're telling people to shine because they're already platinum.
Yeah, you can't change the bad things that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you got to be thankful for the good.
Right. Like, I'm going to quote some lyrics. You got shoes going glide. You got a roof, set it on fire. If you can move, bust it wide. Don't tell me about a bad time.
I just told you all in a nutshell.
So do bad times bring out the preacher in you?
Most definitely. You know, because God puts us through the good and the bad, and you got to be grateful for both. You know, in order to get to the other side, you got to go through something. And I just come from old school, all of the older people in my life and telling me how you got to weather the storm and, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. And just the things that I know that I have been a testimony to growing up in my life, what God can do.
Right, right. Well, let's listen to Platinum. Big Frida's latest EP is called BDE, which stands for Big Diva Energy. I'm Gwen Tompkins in New Orleans. Big Frida is also in New Orleans. We're speaking via a video conference, and this is World Cafe. Platinum by Big Frida from the EP called BDE. Big Frida joined us from Eastern New Orleans via video conference. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're wrapping things up, Big Frida, but I guess what we're going to do is we're going to, hopefully your fans are going to be praying and pushing for you as well.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is New Orleans correspondent Gwen Tompkins speaking with Big Frida. Big Frida's latest EP is called BDE. And special thanks to World Cafe producer John Myers for his work on this session. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.